Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Michal, Daf Mem Gimel. We are starting right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah and in the Vilna Daf on Chafei Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we had a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel. When we have a Yid sharecropping land from a non-Jew in Syria, does he have to take Maaser off that produce? Rabbi Elazar says yes, and Rabbi Gamliel says no. Now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Vos says B'shem Rabbi Yechanan Loichiv Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was only mechayiv this Yid to take off Maaser from this produce. El b'chayir batei avais. Only if it's in a case that he's a chayicher, he's this aris, he's a sharecropper, and it's set up in a way that's called batei avais. Kigai, for example, mahalin de beis rebbe, these are beis rebbe. We had a story in Masechet Shviyos where Antoninus, who's the emperor, he gave Rebbe's family fields that they could sharecrop for 2,000 years, which basically means he's giving them the land. It's not really their land. The deed in the government offices had it listed as belonging to Antoninus, but he allowed the family of Rebbe to be the sharecroppers for 2,000 years. And that's what batei avais is. That it's by the father and all the descendants. So in this scenario, even though the Yid doesn't own the land, it's like he has a chelik in it, and therefore, it's like a Yid owns land in Syria, and so he would have to take off Maaser. However, now we have a different understanding. Shita Rebbe Elazar. Tanu Reb Chalafta Ben Shol, Knas Konsa Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar gave a Knas to this Yid who's sharecropping land from the non-Jew that he has to separate Maaser. Why is that? Well, that's because we don't want Yidden to settle in Syria. We want them to go to Eretz Yisrael. And so if we Knas them that when they're renting land like this from the guy, they have to take off Maaser, even though halachically they technically don't. It's just a Knas. So that's going to encourage them not to get settled in Syria. The Gemara asks my Nafkamina Ben Ehon, what's the Nafkamina between these two different answers? The answer to that is Aris Lashah. If he's an Aris, just short term. Manda Amr Knas, according to the Manda Amr, that the reason why he has to take Maaser off is because of this Knas, Chayiv, so he'd still have to take Maaser off, even though he's a short term Aris. Whereas Manda Amr Chir Bate Avais, Pater. According to Manda Amr, is Chir Bate Avais, even though he just got here, still, this is a land that's considered Chir Bate Avais, since he's just here short term, and it's not Chir Bate Avais, it's not a long term sharecropping agreement, therefore he would not have to take off Maaser, he's Pater. I think Mark continues quoting a Braisa, Halakechman and Nachtun Basuria, someone who buys bread from a baker in Syria, Tarakal Hafresh Chalas Demai, he has to separate Chalav of Demai, which means he has to separate Chalav Misafik. Divrei Rami Gamliel, it's Rami Gamliel's opinion, whereas the Chachamim say, Ein Tarakal Hafresh Chalas Demai, he does not have to separate Chalav as a Safik, he can assume that the baker already separated Chalav. So Rami Gamliel based on top, Amr of Chananya Kumir of Mano, Rav Chananya asked in front of Rav Mano, Vyos Amr Rami Gamliel. Rami Gamliel seems to be saying good. Matama and Rabbanon, what's the reason the Rabbanon? Why are they not Machayev Chalav? Their guys are by other maestres, and Amr Lehi told him, Kashem Shalai Nechshu Yisrael al Truma Ba'aretz, the same way that we don't suspect Yidin of not taking off Truma on Eretz Yisrael, we say that even Amoratzim take off Truma, Kachal and Echshal Chal B'Suria, so too Amoratzim will take off Chal in Syria, because Chal and Truma are equated. Now another question, Rav Avraham Barchi Abba, he asked the following, Kemadis Amris, just like you say, Shtei Chalis B'Suria, the one has to separate two Chalis in Syria, we learned about this previously, one Chal is Le'ur, it's supposed to be burned, and the other Chal is given to the Kayin, so the Chavasah is Shtei Trumas B'Suria, why don't we say the same thing in Syria regarding Truma? Say that one Truma is supposed to be burned because it's Tamei, and the other Truma should be given to the Kayin, in other words, that we shouldn't forget that Truma is supposed to be given to a Kayin. Why not say the same thing about Truma if we say it by Chala? So Rav Chaga, he answers, Chala in Achra Klom. Chala doesn't have anything after it. It's the last thing that we're going to be giving to a Kayin in the whole process of processing the grain. And so there's no Chashashas, so there's nothing to worry about if we say you have to take off two Chalas, whereas Truma, Yesh Achra Klom. There's other things that happen after Truma. There's Meister, there's Truma's Meister, and other things as well. And therefore, Omer Atkein, if you're going to say this, if you're going to say that two Trumas have to be separated, Nimseis Oisa Truma Shu Mafresh Tavul Meisteris, it turns out that that second Truma that you separated, the one that you're giving to the Kayin, that's really Tavul Meisteris, because the real Truma, the one that you're pottering your stuff with, that's the first one, the one that's being burned. And that means that the second Truma that you're giving to the Kayin, just so that we don't forget that you're supposed to give Truma to the Kayin, that's not real Truma, and that means that it has to have Meister separated from it, but the Kayin's not going to know that, it's Tavul Meister, and that means the Kayin's going to end up eating Isser, and we don't want to run into the issue, therefore we say only one Truma. We start discussing another din regarding Surya. Bikesh Rami Gamliel b'Rebbe l'hanigas ha'demai b'Surya. Rami Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, wanted to institute the minug. He wanted to make it the practice that we have to be chayshish for a demai in Surya. We know that most produce in Surya was from non-Jews and is therefore pater from Maaser, but he wanted to institute that we should be chayshish that maybe they're from a Yid, requiring Maaser to be separated. However, v'lo yiniach le'Rav Bishai, Rav Bishai didn't allow him. And Amar Leih, he explained, why not? Me'ati yuchushu ha'kayhanim ha'chalasan. Because now the kayhanim are going to be chayshish regarding their chala. The kayhan is now going to need to separate Maaser from chala they're given, because maybe the one who made the dough didn't separate Maaser. And the reason why that's an issue is because this is against something taught by Feirush and Maseches Demai, chalas ama'aret, pater min ha'demai. However, now that we have this member from Rav Ishaya, we ask the following question. Mechav shitasa Rav Ishaya, it seems to be that we have a stira in the sheet of Rav Ishaya himself, because Taman Omar, over there in Maseches Demai, he explains that the reason why chala is pater from demai is due to a different reason, emas kachim olav, that an ama'aret is afraid of kachim, ve'enu nois on l'kayin davar she'en metukin, and he's not going to give the kayin something which is not metukin. For the very same reason that ama'aret is careful about truma, he's going to be careful about chala, which has the same status as truma, and he's going to make sure not to give the kayin something that has problems with it, and therefore, because of this concept of emas kachim olav, chalav, we say that there's no problem of demai in chalav. And over here he's saying this. Over here he's saying that if we're geizer on demai in surya, then there's going to be a problem with the chalav of the kain. He says in meseches demai that there is no problem with the chalav of the kain because of emas kachim alav. So he's contradicting himself. And so here we have an attempted answer to the stira. Amar Rav Bon Bar Chiya, he explains, ani oimer, I say that oisa shel ur nasan lai, that if we're going to be geizer on demai in surya, the issue we're going to run into is that maybe he gave him the other chalav. Remember we say that we have to separate two chalavs, one that's given to the kain to eat, and one of them shel ur, which is burned. And that's what Rabbi Shai means when he says kohanim are going to worry about the challah. Perhaps they were given the challah which is supposed to be burned, and with this the Am Aretz doesn't have emas kachim because the kain's not eating it, and that's what Rabbi Shai was worried about. However, Memtah Amar Hafal on the top, Amar Rav Manner, Rav Manner told him that this is not a good answer because Loitani Rabbi Shai Ella, Rabbi Shai only taught the following: Me'ata Yechushu Akayhanim Al Challah Son. That the issue we're going to run into if we're gozer demay in Surya is that the kohanim are going to be chayshesh for their challah. Their challah means the challah that's given to them that they could eat, not the challah shel ur, the challah that's going to be burned. And so Hadra Kushal Aduchta, we're back to our original problem. Then once again, Rabbi Shai says here that if there was a gzeira on demai in Surya, that would cause Kayanim to separate Meiser from Challah, whereas in demai, he says very clearly, Emas Kodshim on the Maratzim, thereby making no need to separate Challah from demai. And we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.